I don't think we'll say that, Mr. President. I mean, I think that's fine for you and I to share your concerns on that. But to state that publicly seems to me it will have a tendency to prevent people from coming in. In effect, we'll be right back to where we were without the immunity statute, where the Fifth Amendment is a complete bar. Now, even if we never utilize immunity, the fact that it's there and can be used to strip them of the Fifth Amendment rights is a terribly important tactic to have available. That phrase in there takes that tactic away from us.
The tactic
of immunity.
Yes, sir.
For example, we might want to immunize Strong. But then you get into a question of who's a person of importance. The Washington Post may very well think that Strong's a person of importance. Anybody who works at the White House is a person of importance, as distinguished from the minor underling, so far as you're concerned.
Say major government employees holding major positions. How would that be?
I would prefer that we not say it. I've expressed my concern.
I have expressed my view.
To the Department of Justice.
To the Department of Justice. That no person, that it is, I have expressed my view, Department, that no person should be immunized.
That's too strong.
Huh?
That's too strong. That's a double entendre, if you like.
In effect, that says
you're taking away a prosecutorial tool from
my view.
Authorities that it would not be necessary to immunize any major official in order to develop a prosecutable case.
Says too much.
Yes. That's right.
But it does mean that they have not, that they aren't can as a result of the effect. That's what we're really getting down to, isn't it? You'd have to put Dean in that list, wouldn't you?
Yes, sir.
I guess you'd have to put everything with him.
Yes, sir.
Because basically, recruiters are going to put
that's right.
Name him.
And, you know,
the recruiter's not going to.
If we come down to
the recruiter isn't naming all of the earth, no, that's the problem.
Yes, but he does, but not in a first-hand sense.
Only by hearsay.
But you see, if he makes that statement in open court,
yeah, I get it.
It seems to me it makes your practical difficulties just as severe as if we had named him in the first place.
So, well, I'm glad to get this kind of so I get a clear view of where the options are.
And if we think that Sirica's going to elicit that kind of statement, we'll include him in the charge to the extent that we can.
Yeah, sure.
That's right. Subject only to the fact that we can corroborate it later on.
Well,
that's right, and we don't either. You know,
I want the Department of Justice and frankly the White House, as you can see, you would anticipate then if you didn't include them all early in your general thing, that Sirica will question the defendant, Magruder, and that he then will bring in.
If he brings that out, if we think that's a real possibility, then we'll have to decide whether or not as a matter of conscience and professional ethics we can put them in. If we can answer that yes, then we'll put them in. If on the other hand, we think that there's no basis for it. Even if Sirica does bring out the hearsay, we'll just have to take the knuckle for it.
Sure. Which is basically what Sirica does. Colson? How does she know about him, too?
Well, you know...
not yet.
Bigman went to Colson to urge leniency. Colson then got in touch with Ehrlichman and Dean. Ehrlichman... said, we'll do the best we can, make no commitments. Then thereafter, you know, apparently money flows, or so we're told. Whether there's any relevancy or relationship remains to be determined. Well, apparently the Hunt, but that remains to be developed. Dorothy Hunt was, according to McCord, the intermediary.
Right.
And
the leniency thing
was LaRue, and LaRue used the alias of Baker, two aliases. One was Baker, and I've forgotten the other one, for the transmittal of money. One of the things that concerns me in this area, and an area in which I may have made a mistake earlier in the game, is with respect to Kalmbach. Now, I understand he's your personal lawyer. Is that a
fact? Yeah, very good guy. And I can say if I understand, they called and said raise some money for the person so far. I'm sure he was no damn conspirator.
Well, here's two things. One, in the early stages of the proceeding, when they had Segretti in the grand jury,
yeah.
I told Silbert, now, goddammit, Silbert, keep your eye on the bar. We're investigating Watergate. We're not going to investigate the whole damn realm of politics.
Right.
And I don't want you questioning him about the president's lawyer.
Right.
Well, he didn't. Well, now Kalmbach comes up, and as you've heard on the news, I'm sure today, he's apparently going to be called by the Senate committee.
Yeah.
But he also comes up in this investigation with respect to activating Kalmbach, raising money, or passing on money at Mitchell's direction for the co-conspirators. So we're going to have Kalmbach back into the grand jury.
Well, in that instance, I suppose there you've got to prove for whether what he was, thought he was raising it for.
Even if he didn't know or he was misled, the fact that he did,
at
the time, would very, very well end up with him being a witness.
Damn right. Oh, I know that. I would seriously, I mean. And again, on that particular count, I guess you were the one, I think, it said the question is motive, what they're raising the money for.
That's right.
So you're trying to help them out with their defense, that's one thing. But if you've got that gun, help them out to keep them quiet, that's the construction job.
That's right. You know, if you're acting out of Christian charity.
Yeah.
Of course, all the inferences run the other way. You know, it's a hell of a defense to have to put to the jury.
Well, I guess we've given me enough to chew on here. Whether I get something out today or not, I'll see. I may have a little bit of time. If you don't think that you're going to have something happen today,
I'll be able to give you 12 hours notice. Nothing's going to happen today, I'm certain. Even if we get an agreement today, I can still hold it off a day.
Yeah.
That's right. If we have to go see Irwin and Sirica, both, it may very well take a full day before we get both things accomplished.
I got, as I said, a huge catch up on Mars, energy message and so forth and so on. And I don't want to tell you to hold it off. Apparently, it's going to take you some time anyway. I think it would be, there's always a chance of leaks. The leaks aren't going to mean that there's so much leaks.
There's so many I's to dot and T's to cross this thing. When you talk about holding off a day or two, it doesn't make that much difference.
That's
well, right.
What do you think of it? I don't know what was going on in the days.
I think it's terribly important, for you to get out front on this thing. Irrespective of
a statement like this doesn't say much. Cooperate with her.
It says that's significant news. I think it's significant that it reflects that you're taking a personal interest in it. I think it's significant that you say there's significant development, which means that you're personally informed and not only have endorsed what the prosecution is doing. It's certainly not significant in terms of evidentiary fact, but we're never going to be in a position to do that anyway, unless there's public exposure in the court. You know, there's another dimension that's present. These fellows, Magruder and Dean, have talked to us. They'd be less than human if they didn't watch to see if the system was surviving the test. So there's another reason for their delay. Conceivably, they said, well, this may be too strong for the Department of Justice, or the President, or the people at the White House. Then they're going to have the courage to face up to this. Let's wait and see what happens. And if we don't see some movement, you know, our bargaining position will become increasingly tougher day by day by day. I'd probably go to Saudi Arabia, to tell you the truth. I mean, I gave a former Attorney General of the United States being subject to criminal trials just
for obstruction of justice.
It's just terrible.